Interesting you should bring that up. I ran into her not long ago. I almost walked right by her. I wouldn't have recognized her in a million years, except for one little thing that never changes.
What's that?
My name. She yelled, "Hey, Jim!"
Jim, Jim, Jim.
Heather?
You were in college. You had the education. You had the wealth. You had the opportunities. And you threw that all away. Now you have nothing.
I have peace of mind.
Yeah, very small peace. Maybe 1/16.
Hey, Elaine, have these stories helped you any?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but you know what's really going to help is that my kids are coming here after school. I mean, they're an important part of this decision, and I've got to hear what they think.
Yeah.
Good idea, Elaine. We gain from experience, but we lose the wisdom that comes from childlike simplicity. Right, Lotta?
Why are you asking me? There are three other people here.
I thought I'd ask the wisest.
Oh.
All right, wise guy, that does it. You say goodbye to
me. Come on. Don't you have some kind of turning point story? I bet you do. Come on, I bet you can tell me a good one. It'll really help me a lot.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, and it will tear your heart out.
Shovinki go parten?
Pita.
Nur?
No.
Ishi bishi. America?
No, America. America! Mama? So colaca shabaraka se colaca chepa, tipe tote po.
Ja bato se vetikash pruski Igor.
Osh kabalaka skab amato na vetika ya bole ke se meteko.
Ja ta blab. Sabeti dubluski iki e faliko tua papas fusi plats.
Asa kolo ves amosha kala ves ekodja papa. Dong ding, Tongding. 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 Tongding.
Я готова в то. Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong.
Бедный брушный, я готов и донг-динг. Лодов. Лодка. Tutti male cosni tibitate.
E tu la casca vuole che sei badaca? Che a te quello che sa con il badaco?
Patka, la plico e tu è pubblico biurocrot. E a chi? Patka, America in i drekjak.
No.
Sì. E a ti flush flush in i balikos. Я ти ярф-ярфки калькос?
No.
И ярго клак-клак.
No. И тоба ла катя мазака ле мушка вата.
Ти салькос, Саша Дин.
Пашо на ветека, ди бонна ди бит. О маса да воле ки. Пурта калаби, и мата то пашкава. Ти, ти, ти опле. Teople, sipeto e ha. I petana kos la bandeka djeba in America, chocolate fasa na bolaka djeba neka O.J. Simpson.
Yatos?
De juice.
Oh. Latte. Blico, blico di americani bin polica. Ne puse mica, mica mui, mui. Ne puse te a trita clop.
Da cosa la vese calabre, no se ve ne gane vuole.
Mi bubica chi palicos oinchi, oinchi. Ananas, uliman.
Mamma. Si. Si potò la calza palico, andò per la capalico.
Iaba, latka, mi asce bene a ti.
I petà, si è colato le tefà.
I vita, copartono.
Oh, mamma, i petà. Ipita, mamma. Ipita.
E abato se genica venica. Io probi oscana.
I'm sorry I call you simple and childlike.
Oh, it's okay, Sponge Brain.
Oh! What do you kids want?
We're looking for
Yeah, mommy, how cute. Give me a buck.
Come on, you guys, don't look. You remember Alex and Tony, don't you?
Oh, hi,
guys.
Jennifer?
Hey,
sit down.
So what's the big emergency?
Oh, well, it's not an emergency exactly. It's that, well, I've been offered a new job. And the man wants to know about it right away, so I thought I'd ask you guys and what you thought before I told him anything.
Take it. Yeah, take it.
Well, wait a minute. We got some things to consider here.
Like what? Leaving all this behind? Yeah, all this.
Jennifer, don't you have a mind of your own?
No, she doesn't. No, I don't.
Jennifer, stop that. She's just being cute. Okay, all right. We're going to move to Seattle.
Wait a minute. What's this about Seattle?
Oh, well, that's where the job is. Oh, it's on the Pacific Ocean, and there's plenty of fresh air and sunshine and wide open spaces, and you kids will have a lot of nice kids to play with.
How's the money?
The money's good.
How's the TV reception?
Good, I suppose.
Take it. Yeah, take it.
Are you sure?
Mommy, we love you and trust you and know you'll make the right decisions. Oh. Yeah! Guess whose birthday's coming up?
Mommy, can we go now? The carpool is waiting.
Sure. Yeah, you know how snarky those people get.
Come here, give me a hug. A big hug. All right. Ooh. Okay.
Guess
I'll see you later. Kids are leaving it up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my decision. Oh, I guess that moving to Seattle would be best for them.
What about you?
Well, I don't want to go. But no, it wouldn't be horrible for me either. I mean, it's really a very good opportunity. And if I don't take it, oh, I could spend the rest of my life here like
me?
Well, no offense, Alex, but I am a little bit more ambitious than you are.
It's no big deal. My shorts are more ambitious than I am. It wasn't always like that, Elaine, you know?
Sure, Alex.
No, it wasn't. Let me just tell you a little story about ambition and Alex Riga.
Mr. Ambrose will see you now.
Oh, God.
Alex?
Huh?
Why don't you relax? I'm sure you got the promotion.
Boy, that'll be something, huh? Me, regional manager?
Alex.
Hi, Mr. Ambrose.
Nice to see you again. Hey, you want a drink?
Thank you, Mr. Ambrose. Yes, I would.
I see.
Excuse me, was that because I accepted a drink?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was. Don't let it bother you.
Sit down.
It says here you're a pretty industrious guy. It says you're taking 6 credits at night school. Your efficiency reports are all top-notch. You support a wife and child. It says you even drive a cab on the weekends.
Yeah, and if this doesn't work out, I'll be driving a cab full-time.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Yeah, right.
Well, all right, tell me something about yourself, Alex. Just be informal.
Well, I think I'd be a great regional manager.
No. I want to know something about you.
Oh, you mean you want to know something personal about me?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Well, something personal is, well, I guess you might say that I'm kind of a private type of person. And with all due respect, Mr. Ambrose, I don't see what this has to do with the job.
In case you haven't noticed, Mr. Rieger, I intend to bust your butt a little in this interview, you know, like they did in the service. Oh, I see you don't know. I know, because I was there.
Mr. Ambrose, I begged to go. I had a medical problem. I was 8 years old.
Sense of humor. It's a plus, Mr. Rieger. I'm crediting you with that. You can stop now.
Oh. Thank goodness. My next words were going to be, knock, knock. Not another quip, I swear.
Right, something I have to bring up here. I have a report here that says you punched somebody else's time card.
What? There's a report on that?
Yes, there is.
I didn't think it was a big deal. I mean, Mrs. Callan had to leave 5 minutes early because she had to take her child to a doctor's appointment, and I just punched a time card.
So it's true, then? You stole from the company?
No, I didn't say that. I mean, it was just 5 minutes. I mean, that's a rather extreme way of putting it, Mr. Cameron.
How would you put it, then, Mr. Rieger?
Well, I'm not sure.
Why don't you put it this way? I was wrong. I'm very sorry. And it will never happen again.
Mr. Ambrose, if you look at my performance record...
I know about your performance record. The words I want to hear are, I was wrong, I'm very sorry, and it will never happen again.
Mr. Ambrose, please forgive me, but I still can't understand why this has become such a big issue.
You're a very strong-willed, independent young man, Mr. Rieger. These are not bad qualities, but to succeed with this company, you're going to have to be able to defer to authority. Now, I don't think you can. I was wrong. I'm very sorry. It will never happen again.
Well, okay. I knew there was a rule about it, and I'm sure there was a better way to handle it than I did. And I really want this job, and I'll do this company real proud if I get it. I swear it.
You know, you have a real compulsion to put things your own way, don't you? I'll look over the information. I'll let you know. Thank you for coming in.
Hmm? No, right. Thank you.
Yes.
I was wrong. I'm very sorry, and it will never happen again. You miserable, stupid, rotten jackass. Come on, come on. Well, you really have to watch out when you stay in this place. Bye.
Regan! You may have missed the chance at a successful career, but you gained one thing. Me, in Death Cab 412. It's waiting for you here, sir.
Oh my God, that's the man who offered me the job. Mr. Thompson, hi. What are you doing here?
Oh, I was on my way to the airport and it began to bother me that I was going back without finding out if you want the job or not. I have to know now.
Wait, when you say now, you don't mean right now, do you?
Of course I do.
Immediately?
Are you a little slow today?
No.
I think I'm making myself perfectly clear.
Yeah. Could I have just a minute to...
Yes, I suppose so. I'll wait over here.
Okay, thanks. Alex, what am I going to tell him? I mean, what am I going to do? This man wants a decision right this minute, and he's given me 1 minute to think about it. What am I going to tell him?
Tell him you wet your bed.
What? Jim, I'm not trying to get out of the Army. I'm trying to decide whether or not to take a desk job.
Tell him you wet your desk.
Dude, what am I going to tell him? I can't make a decision like this, like that.
Elaine, you're a strong woman who makes decisions all the time.
Not decisions where I could end up in Seattle in the rain screaming, why?
Well, then it's simple. Stay here where the big news is that Mario's is trying out a new tomato paste. What?
I mean, that man is standing there waiting for a mature adult decision.
Elaine, look, I don't know how to help you, but I don't think you need my help. Because deep down, I think you know what the right answer is. And all you got to do is open your mouth, and it's going to come right out. Now, trust it. The right answer will come out.
Mr. Thompson, I've given this a lot of thought. And my decision is just not coming to me. Mr. Thompson, this decision is very important, you know?
Yes.
I mean, this is not the kind of thing...
Yes.
It requires a lot of time to think, you know? And I feel very pressured right now, and I feel very nervous. And it's making it a lot more difficult than it should be, you know? And I've asked my friends for advice, but their advice has just confused me more. Look, I love New York, so I... Yeah. But Seattle sounds great. It really does. And the job sounds wonderful, and I know it's a very good opportunity, and I don't want to really blow it. You see, my children will be affected by this, too. And if I didn't have to think about them, if I only had to think about myself, then my decision would be just as difficult because of the pressure that you're putting on me. I mean, what kind of person are you that you could do this to somebody else? I mean, just because you have a stupid plane to catch doesn't mean that I have to make the most important decision of my life so quickly.
Elaine, get a hold of yourself, huh?
You're right. You're entitled to a decision. I want that job, Mr. Thompson. Whew! Oh, I feel so much better. Oh, God, that was easier than I thought. So, when do I start?
Start what? Shock treatments? Elaine, you're much too emotionally high-strung for this job. I'm sorry, but...
Wait a minute. After all that, you're not going to give me the job?
Well, I don't think there's any cause for that sort of thing, Miss Sardo.
And not only are you not going to give me this job, you're also calling me emotionally high-strung. You know, it's difficult to make a decision in 2 seconds.
Elaine, as your employment counselor, I have a few things that I would like to talk over.
Alex, tell me I didn't really want that job, otherwise I wouldn't have done something that stupid. I mean, tell me, say something, because you're not saying anything to make me feel better.
You didn't kill him.
Oh, Mr. Thompson, if you change your mind, will you call me? I don't think he'll call me.
You know, Elaine, I think you lucked out. As far as I'm concerned, you got the best job you ever had, being Elaine Nardo.
Oh, Alex, that's so sweet. Oh, you like me. That's sweet.
We didn't want to tell you. Well, you would have felt terrible without us.
Oh, you know, I love you guys so much. I mean, that's the real reason why I didn't take this job. I'm going to go tell my kids. Bye.
She did take the job.
Shh.
Right, Mr. Walters?